Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yonkerie Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Had a good week this week, so ready to go for another show.
Wonderful. That almost rhymed.
It did, didn't it? It wasn't planned. Honest, it wasn't planned.
You know what? You're just getting to become an old hand at this, is what that is.
It only took me two, three months, that's all.
God, imagine where you're going to be in about six, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what's happening in the travel world out there? You got some news out of Russia for us today.
Yeah, so Russia's been quite badly hit, obviously, like most countries, for COVID. There has been welcome relief for Russian seafarers this week. Emirates have announced that commencing this past Friday, the 11th of September, they have reintroduced flights to and from Moscow. There'll be two flights per week operating on Fridays and Saturdays, and Russian crew are safe to transit and enter Dubai, obviously after the city reopened for both leisure and business travel. Obviously, any onward flights to a third country, please make sure to check entry requirements for your specific destination. On top of the Emirates announcement, Russia's main airline, Aeroflot, they also announced that they will be restarting flights to Dubai, Egypt and the Maldives. Aeroflot's flights to Dubai restarted the 11th of September, the same as Emirates, whilst Egypt restarted the 9th of September and the Maldives recommenced on the 10th of September.
Well, that is good news. It looks like things are gradually starting to open back up and shift again in the right direction then.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, Russia, they're not quite in the bracket of South Africa where it was repatriation flights only, you know, but they have been heavily hit. Passport holders, you know, they have been again heavily hit with regards to where they can enter into. So this looks like it's the first tentative steps to try and reintroduce travel for them as well. So that is really good news.
What's going on with the US?
Yes, the United States government announced Thursday would end enhanced screening of some international passengers for COVID-19. This starts from Monday to September 14th. The enhanced screening was required for travellers who had been in Brazil, China, Iran, Ireland, the United Kingdom and the Schengen region of Europe. Obviously, B1, B2 visa holders, seafarers who were allowed to enter the US from any of those parts would have been subject to the enhanced screening. They've decided that it's going to be cancelled. Basically, the figures and the data showed that out of 675,000 passengers who underwent the enhanced screening since February, only 15 people had been identified as having a confirmed coronavirus case. Now, you can make your minds up. Is it because airline travel is safe, or is it because the screening wasn't robust enough? You know, that's for other people to make their mind up. But yeah, out of 675,000 people, only 15 had a confirmed case of COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, now that you raise those points, I mean, one says one thing and the other says the other thing completely. So I'm kind of like social media right now. It's right across the board.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, and it clearly wasn't worth the extra, you know, hour or 2 hours that it was putting on seafarers' times, transit times or their arrival times into the U.S., if it's only finding 15 people out of that many cases, you know, it's, I don't know. It just seems to me that obviously for whatever reason, that screening process wasn't working as it should have done. That's for sure.
Well, regardless of the reason, I mean, I guess it just lessens the time for seafarers at the moment. What's happening out of Australia at the moment? They are one of the harder affected as far as flights and travel.
Yeah. So it's, again, we've been sort of inundated with, people, crew, the yachts or personal bookings for crew looking to get themselves back into Australia over the next month. Again, it's very, very busy. There's not many seats. We managed to grab one here and there for the rest of September and then start of October. There has been some good news over this week. American Airlines have brought forward the relaunch of their Sydney to LA flight. They had previously planned to keep the route on hiatus until mid-2021. But they've decided to bring this forward to November the 12th this year. The airline will be operating four flights a week, departing Sydney on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays, with the return Los Angeles to Sydney flight operating on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. So that should hopefully help. I mean, it's not till November, granted, but at least that should help in the run up to Christmas.
And right now, of course, the 2-week quarantine is still in place in Australia.
It's still in place, yeah. The capped numbers of people allowed to enter is still in place. We spoke last week, the Australian government did say that they're going to be raising that, but this week's been and gone, and there's been no official word of that changing at all at the moment. So we are still sort of in a state of limbo with regards to Australia. And like I said, it's just a matter of if you know you're going to be travelling back, even if it's November, December time, I would recommend that people get it booked up now. You know, it's better to have it booked and in place. At least you know you've got a seat then. Australia said that the cap is only until October the 24th. Whether it gets extended or not, we don't know. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. So like I said, any crew, if you know you're going to be traveling back, get it booked up as far in advance as you possibly can.
And how much money should you have in your bank account?
Quite a lot. If I'm being honest, it's a tough one. You know, there are crazy prices going about. I was looking this past week for some flights in September, and some of the prices were outrageous. I mean, we were talking like £10,000 that was from a Los Angeles to Sydney flight. They were looking at £10,000 on certain dates. But you have to get creative, you know, in this industry, you know, whereas before you could have booked an LA Sydney direct flight, you know, like I said, that it's quoting at crazy prices now. So you may have to bring them into Europe and then fly them onwards, you know. All right, granted, it's extra flying time. But we're noticing it could save up to, you know, £5,000-6,000, the difference in prices. But it's just a matter of, you know, if you've got a good travel agent, they'll sit there and that, you know, they won't just take one look at it and go, no, sorry, there's no flights. You know, they carry on looking at it throughout the day. It may be 1, 2, 3, 4 days. They're still looking at those flights. And if somebody cancels and a seat pops up, you know, they're there to grab it. So it's just, you have to take your time. You know, your travel agent might not be able to come back to you as quickly as they normally would, like I said, because they have to keep looking for them. But eventually, fingers crossed, hopefully something will come up for you at not too bad a price.
Well, as well, both New Zealand and Australia still have the quarantine in place, and you still have to pay for that yourself too. So that's an extra added cost on top of everything else.
It is indeed. And what I would also say to crew is, you know, if your final destination is to Sydney, it's not ideal, but you maybe want to look at traveling into Perth or to Adelaide or somewhere else. That gives you a little bit extra, you know, opportunity and availability of flights. And then once you've done your 2-week quarantine, then you can travel to your final destination. It just gives you more options than just to say, look, you know, I'm going to Sydney and that's all I want. You know, you may have to broaden your horizons, looking at Perth, like I said, Adelaide, Brisbane, other places to try and get yourself back into the country and then get yourself a domestic flight or get your travel agent to get your domestic flight to where you need to go.
So COVID insurance cover, the last couple of weeks, we've talked about a few airlines that have sort of started implementing that within the cost of the flight. Is there any more? What are the airlines right now that are offering that?
Yeah, so it does seem to be one of the latest travel trends at the moment, doesn't it, in time to COVID insurance cover. We've previously spoken on the show, both Emirates and Virgin Atlantic have started offering COVID insurance for anyone flying with them. Etihad Airlines announced this week that they're going to be the latest airline to follow suit. So anyone who travels with Etihad between the 7th of September, just gone, and the 31st of December will automatically be enrolled in your insurance program. Passengers on this one will be covered for up to €150,000 medical cover and €100 a day quarantine costs in case of a positive test for 14 days.
You know, I think that's really important that the airlines, I think, considering the prices are quite exorbitant at the moment, but I think it's really good of the airlines to make sure that their passengers are safe. And I think everybody should offer that because you are taking a chance traveling, and there's a lot of people that don't have a choice but to travel. And insurance companies straight across the face of the planet aren't giving any coverage, even if you have insurance from previous, aren't giving any coverage in the COVID time. So the fact that the airlines are stepping up, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think so too. Like we said, we've got Virgin, Emirates and Etihad at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised to see more go the same way. And like I said, it does seem to be the trend. You know, and it does give you a little bit of a sense of comfort to know that, you know, if anything did happen, you know, during your flight, then you are covered. You know, it's as simple as that. And like you say, people do have to travel. You know, we can't all shut ourselves away in a bubble at this time as much as we'd want to. you know, it's just not practical and it's not feasible. So, you know, for airlines at least to offer this, it is one more thing off your mind when you're traveling.
Well, what's going on with crew questions? It seems like this week it's been all out of South Africa.
Yeah, so we made a mistake, didn't we, last week of not talking about South Africa. I think it's the one time we haven't. And so we received the same question from multiple crew. It must have been six or seven crew all came back in with the same question. It's obviously in regards to South Africa. And if there's been any update with regards to commercial flights departing the country from October. Unfortunately, there still is no official word of commercial flights operating again. The rumours are it's going to be soon. Again, nothing official whatsoever. However, there are still repatriation flights operating, and there's been quite a few announced for the end of September and the beginning of October. I've got a list here. I'll run through them quickly. There are other ones. This is just a quick snapshot. So if anybody does need to find out any more specifics, obviously, please, you can email me or find me on LinkedIn. I can give you more information. So we've got a KLM flight on the 26th of September from Johannesburg to Amsterdam. British Airways are now entering the repatriation. They've got one on the 27th of September from Johannesburg to Heathrow. Emirates have one on the 27th also from Johannesburg to Dubai. KLM again on the 27th from Cape Town to Amsterdam. Emirates again 29th from Joburg to Dubai. Swissair also are now getting on the repatriations. They have one on the 3rd of October from Johannesburg to Zurich. And Lufthansa on the 9th of October from Johannesburg to Frankfurt.
Well, that is kind of good news. I mean, it's not ideal because, you know, ideal would be that flights would resume as normal as possible, like other countries. But some would also argue that the situation the world over isn't looking as good as it could be in order to enable that to happen.
Yeah, it does. It's been a tough couple of weeks, hasn't it? It does sort of seem to have, the cases are starting to rise again, unfortunately. And the one thing, South Africa, to begin with, you know, it was tough. They do, like I said, they do seem to have got their act together. They seem to have a system in place which is working for them. And, you know, we are now seeing more and more airlines and flights being put on. Like I said, BA now have got repatriation flights operating. Swiss also now have got repatriation flights in the system. So it does look like they're starting to gradually sort of allow more airlines into that little bubble, which hopefully means, fingers crossed, not too long now, and commercial flights will be operating.
Well, that is great news. We've actually seen, you know, yacht shows, and not to bring anything political into this situation. Wow. I mean, on social media, I tell you, the yacht show thing is just blowing up, you know, and people are very, very strong on both sides. But we're seeing, you know, we just had Boat 2020, and I think there was a Southampton boat show or another boat show in the UK that was cancelled, both at the last minute. And FLIBS is still going ahead at this stage. What is happening between states in the US? Is there quarantines between states, or is the entire country free to travel within its own borders?
To be honest, as far as I know, they're free to travel between states. I know certain states, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you which ones, but I know certain states, they have to fill in a health declaration before they enter it. But we're traveling crew between states. There's been no issues whatsoever. So FLIBS, if it does go ahead, I would imagine will be more a localized event. I just can't see the US changing their policy with regards to the Schengen area and the UK being allowed to enter the country at the moment. And, you know, unless they've got a B1, B2 and they're going there for work. So if it does go ahead, I fear it's going to be a watered down event.
It's going to be Fort Lauderdale National Boat Show.
I think so. I think it's probably looking that way.
FLIBS. I can't even pronounce it. FLIBS. It's not FLIBS anymore. But yeah, no, it's interesting. There was a survey done. The Triton did, out of the States, did a survey the other day. And I think at the time that I took the survey, just for the sake of finding out what it was looking like, 50% of the respondents had stated that they would not be attending.
Yeah, you know, my personal opinion, I miss a year. I think we spoke about this last week. Miss a year, regroup, get some new fresh ideas in place, and then go hard next year at it. You know, I just think to put something on this year in such a short, you know, we're only talking 2 months away now. Is there going to be a massive change in the travel? I don't see it. I don't see there being a massive change to allow all these people to enter the country. You know, we've been talking about this since February, March, and there hasn't really been any change whatsoever. So I think it's maybe slightly naive to think that there's going to be some big change to allow everybody to go in 2 months' time. I just don't see it.
Well, the biggest shame is to those people that actually do get it together to exhibit, you know, the return on investment is absolutely nil and minus numbers, actually. For example, Vogue 2020, people had actually been spending the last 48 hours setting up their booths, getting everything ready. You know, they booked their hotels, they had done the travel, they were already there, transported everything that they needed. And then the night before it was to launch, they were told it's not going to happen. So then there's the extra added cost of taking everything down, the man hours to take everything home, the boats that had actually gone to the show that couldn't be displayed, so had to go back to wherever they were from. You know, it just begs to believe, and they're not going to get that money back. So are you doing the industry a favor, or are you just sort of going on a wing and a prayer, hoping that you're going to be able to make some money as a boat show?
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? You know, and the problem you've got with that as well is, if these companies have been, you know, once bitten, twice shy, you know, are they going to attend? Probably not. You know, that's my fear, that they're going to try and put on a show which isn't going to do it justice at all. You know, it's going to be, like I said, some seriously watered down event which nobody at the end of the day is going to be wanting to go to, or even if they're there, they're going to be enjoying, because it's not what they're used to. You know, these events are about networking, you know, meeting up with people. And if you're talking about it being a localized event with the US, then you're missing the point, really. You know, in my eyes, other people probably have got different opinions to what I have. But for me, pointless maybe is the wrong word, but it just sort of seems, you know, it just seems a daft idea to put something on if it's just for one area. You know, when you're used to having you know, an international event, why go to all the trouble if you know 90% or whatever can't attend? It makes no sense to me.
Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, in the past, you know, these boat shows, they have kind of left it till the 11th hour before, you know, whatever has changed. Well, literally, they've been canceled. So we'll see if FLIBS goes ahead. And you know, I'm hoping, for the sake of those businesses that are part of the show and have decided to go ahead to exhibit, I'm hoping for their sake it does.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if there's people who have already paid money and they've booked their flights and all the rest of it, then, yeah, you know, I fully agree. I hope it does go ahead. I hope it's a great show. Just my own personal opinion, I think they're going to struggle to attract the people, you know, for two reasons. One of the reasons, people are nervous. They might not want to travel. If they haven't got to travel, you know, then they might not want to. And the second opinion, they might not be able to travel. You know, if the US carries on the way they're going, they're not going to allow the people in. So, I don't understand the reason to leave it till the last minute, you know, especially with hindsight of the previous yacht shows that have happened, and you know, and the response that's been had from that as well, because it was left till the last minute. You know, FLIBS are lucky that they're in a position that they're almost the last ones of the year, so they can see what's already happened. Maybe they need to just take a look back and see, and you know, like I said, regroup for next year.
Well, you know what? In today's day and age, I don't think any of us know what's going to happen today until we wake up in the morning, and that could even change by the afternoon, to be honest.
Exactly right. It could change 10 times in a week. You just don't know. That's the problem, isn't it? You know, if there was an end date or you know, you had a plan to go to, that's fine. But it's just the unknown, and it's incredibly difficult to plan anything if you have got such a great unknown.
Well, you know what? I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm staying exactly where I am, and I think my plans are going to be for 2021. 2020 is done. It's dusted. It's over. We still do have a few more months left in the year, but I think if I keep my head down, that maybe nothing else will happen in this year.
That's all you can hope for, I think. Let's just go to bed and wake up in January.
I know.
Let's just all hibernate. It'll be so much easier.
I know. I think I should become Sleeping Beauty. Anyways, Lee, thank you ever so much again for your time and insight. It is very invaluable in these changing times. I want to reiterate to everybody that the viewers out there that if you are interested on getting, you know, minutely updates sometimes, check out Lee Harris, L-E-E-H-A-R-R-I-S, over on LinkedIn, because you have a lot of information coming over on your LinkedIn account. And keep an eye on that, just if you want to know throughout the week. As well, we provide an email address underneath this interview in order for you to contact Lee with any questions, specific questions that you may have. So thank you, Lee, for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Tune in again next week.